The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. And we are here for you for the next 4 hours. Well, Lance is only 3 weeks lazy. But man, I just got a notification, a tweet from Jackie, and it really has changed. I don't know. I think it changed the day, because the lead was going to be either how Daryl Morey has let James Harden down in his career. He hasn't put enough around him to win a championship. Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, they chimed in on racism at Clemson. There's also Dalvin Cook. But this just came out, that Jimmy Walker apparently is going to be using steel shafts now. And he's like, he feels this could be game-changing for him. There was the guy who, you know, these guys all, they've got TrackMan, and they see what the spin rate and their swing speed and the flex on the shaft and everything else. And he hit a couple of steel shafts, and he was like, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And they found an old box of them sitting in the corner with dust on them. And Jimmy Walker's armed with steel shafts. Is this not amazing as we head into the golf season on Thursday?
This is game changing. Steel shafts have been illegal.
No, they haven't. They're not illegal. They were just antiquated because.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they give advantages.
Well, no, you know, everybody, nobody uses them anymore.
Well, wood shafts aren't the wood shafts what everyone's
no,
using?
No, that hickory. No. See,
like a stronger oak, like an oak shaft.
No, see, no, they were using graphite, and now they're using
because it's a harder.
Well, Jimmy's effect. Using steel. Everybody else is out there using, graphite.
But playing fair.
Well, it's fair. Yeah.
He's the one who's like
nobody
it's
uses
like using
hickory
an aluminum
anymore.
Bat in baseball.
That's not no, that's different. It's actually the ball's going shorter. He says three wood was going too long. Have you ever said that in your life?
Yeah, I'm like, well, gotta take this back a little bit. Got to dial this.
Dial it back, right? Dial it back.
Well, I can hit a three wood pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I remember that.
I hit a three wood pretty good. The problem was Steve Elkington ripped off, decided to try to peel off, and ended up tearing much of the grip on my three wood, just as a joke at a golf tournament. And I like the club so much, I'm like, I don't care. I'm just going to play with this, but I don't play enough to go get it re-gripped. Elkington just did that just to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, watch him do it here, mate. He's going to go take this shot. I'm going to tear this right off his three wood.
That's the only club in his bag, mate.
That's my club.
Yeah.
The three wood is my club. Why are you tearing the grip off of it?
That was ugly,
Steve.
Oh,
I'll teach you a lesson.
Yeah, that was ugly.
What lesson? I'm just sitting here very quietly trying not to move because I don't want to. You never wanted Steve Elkington to pay attention to you because he could just rape your wit, would just rip you to shreds.
Jackie said, hey, wait, I was kidding, man. Abort. Talk about baseball or basketball.
Yeah, see,
no.
Jackie, stop playing these
games. And Chance is like, did someone say steel shaft? And he's got Arnold putting on his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Listen, this is huge. You guys, are you not? The Charles Schwab starts in 2 days. Are you guys not like?
This is the start of NBA playoffs for you, basically.
This is the start
like
of the
from
season.
The pandemic.
No, it's like the NASCAR. What's their first race? That's the Super Bowl. You know, they always play. They do that one first, which is dumb.
Such a Super Bowl that you don't even know what it is.
What, Daytona? Yeah.
Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
this is?
No, but I'm excited because we missed all these days. We got golf now.
Miss? Who missed it?
There
that's
is.
One person.
I raised my hand.
I mean, I haven't heard anyone say they missed golf but you, but so I guess it'll be a great day for you.
Yeah.
Will be a bad day for everyone else.
Amazing. Let's discuss torque, flex point, and swing weight. What about lie and loft? All right, let's go.
We are going to see. I think that we are. With yesterday's announcement from the World Health Organization that through all their contact tracing. This isn't supposition. This isn't scientists. This is, okay, the data is in. And that now the data tells people, it tells scientists that there is, it's fairly rare for asymptomatic spread, which has been the number one most terrifying thing is, holy crap, if you don't, if people are spreading this like crazy and they don't even know that they have it because they're not showing any symptoms, well, that was legitimately terrifying to hear something like that. Problem is they've got the data in now. They've done all the research and study. And so what? And this is the thing with this coronavirus. Everything's fluid because it didn't exist previously. So they have to do these studies and find things out. Now that they've got data, the real information is that asymptomatic people, it's fairly rare for them to spread. It actually, they don't spread the disease. It's very rare
right.
that they spread the disease when they are asymptomatic. So what that means potentially, so what does this mean? What this means is that when you see people who are taking temperatures, like I because I'm looking for a key to my office because I can't get in because the cleaning staff locked it, so I can't get my computers. So I'm looking around the front desk for a key, and there's a thermometer there. That's the first time I've seen that. One that you can just point and scan. I think probably
Did you do yours?
I did. I was 97.6. And
I'm going to go do mine.
People who do that, like at Prime, in the mall, I saw there's one at Visible Changes where they point, shoot, scan before they let you in. That's probably going to be something that becomes more that as opposed to just outright panic, which I think is over for a lot of people with people joining in the marches and all this. Yeah, there's some spikes that are going on right now, and I actually got a note from somebody that the hospital beds are filling up a little bit here in Houston when we reopened. I guess at I was given a message at one of the Memorial Hermann specifically. But and my wife is good friends with the nurse who said, "Yeah, there's a difference here in Houston. That stuff is happening, but the big difference is that I think there is, if people would just be smart, which is always a long shot.
No, people aren't going to be smart.
People aren't smart.
People haven't. Listen,
I think I have it. Too bad. I'm doing what I'm doing.
Over the last week, between protests and bars opening and restaurants, nobody's smart.
No. No, for the smart thing in terms of distance and all that stuff.
No.
So I saw Cody Stutes, who we know real well, longtime listener and worked on SB Nation. And Stutes, he came and supported Patrick Feeger. So shout out to you guys who did that yesterday. That was really, really helped that company. And we'll talk about something like initiative like that later. But Stutes told me that he was at a bar. And he said, dude, there's no 50% rule at this bar. He said, it was packed. And you can understand.
I was at one Friday night that was just packed.
There's no difference.
No,
right?
No.
So, and you can understand the small business owner or the business owner saying, I have lost so much that I'm gonna cut some, just like people who think they might have it or people who say, this isn't for me. I'm going to take some chances. Just same way people took chances, bar owners are going to take chances. Restaurant owners are going to take chances. Yeah. If they think they're getting ready to sink, you're going to see some of the same things happen. So, yeah, we're going to see a spike. But this asymptomatic stuff is really good news because I think it will allow sport. I honestly think that this is the kind of information that professional sports league, doesn't matter what headline writers say, what news organizations say now, people who actually rely on data, this is data that could back up the addition of at least 50% of people in sports stadiums.
Well, why do you think
that, and maybe more.
Well, why do you think that all of, look at Rudy Gobert, and from the beginning, Donovan Mitchell, didn't know, and only two guys had it. Those guys were with all those guys all that time. Rudy Gobert might not have given it to Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, no, I right.
Or it could have been the other way around. And five Alabama players, seven Arkansas State players, they walked in there going, let's go play football. Oh, wait, you got it. Oh, crap, what?
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine. I feel fine. I'm all good. I know some people that tested positive. Al Rosen was like, I feel fine. and he's been home for 2 weeks.
So he would be asymptomatic?
Yeah.
Could he spread even, then?
Yeah, no. He couldn't spread, but he stayed home. He quarantined, and he's
well, back. If you have it, well, that's why this testing, that's why stop hiding tests forever. That's why testing is important. If you have it, just stay home.
Yeah.
Quarantine. That's all. Work from home. Stay home.
You might not even have to if you're asymptomatic.
Yeah, you might be somebody who gets a bad, but if you know you have it, though.
What? You're asymptomatic. The problem is
what you think is asymptomatic may not be asymptomatic. That's the problem. Is people what people think is I'm not coughing. I don't have fever. You could still have it and be able to spread it. It's now you're asking individuals. Look, if you get it, then just self quarantine. And businesses, you know, we're gonna have to take a look at how we do that. But with people learning to work at home and things like that, you do have a chance to. You know, I can see this turning into a whole thing where, like, I need to see your positive result. You've been taking off work now for 2 weeks. No, I got the virus.
Yeah.
Do you have the virus?
Yep.
No, but a lot of people have realized they can work from home, too, though. So, I don't know. It changes.
Interesting. There's a lot of interesting stuff. And first of all, Daryl Morey, and we'll talk about that, his relationship with James Harden. And what he thinks of James Harden. And I think we know that.
Right.
But it is some interesting things to talk about there. Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins came down hard on Clemson. And we'll see if something doesn't change there. And it has nothing to do with the football program. It has to do with a name. Actually, the whole university or part of the university is built on Calhoun's plantation. Right?
Yeah. Now, you can't change history, but they would like the name change.
Yeah, the name change. So that we can talk about that. And ESPN did a redraft of the entire NFL. And I do this all the time. I say this all the time. Let's throw all the names in the hopper, and where does this guy come out? If you could draft if everybody goes into the hopper, and where would you pick this guy? Okay, and that's something that ESPN did with the NFL, and some of the results are pretty interesting. And we'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, it's my man, my peeps over at Chastang Ford. And they have vehicles, people. And when you're and some of them don't. And listen, there are some dealerships that they're hurting for vehicles, and when you go there, you're going to pay more because they don't have that many. And so now they're going to try and get as much as they possibly can for it. Well, Patrick Chastain says, we got vehicles. We ain't worried about it. We're getting them in every month, and we're going to have vehicles. They, of course, you're allotted vehicles by how many you sell. And they are the number one commercial truck dealer in the city of Houston. So you know Ford is taking care of them first in this city because they've got to have their vehicles. And they sell them, and Ford knows that they're going to sell them. And this is happening every single day. It's the same with the retail cars. They got a bunch of them. They're not worried about it. But if you need a used vehicle, they got those as well. You can browse and see those too. So if you're looking for that vehicle, but with this deal that's going on right now, I keep saying it, 84 months. 84 months is unbelievable. It's a game changer because you got 7 years of using their money to pay off your car. If you are in a deal right now where you're paying interest, you need to get to Chastang Ford. 6 months, no payments, nothing down, and 84 months of interest-free payments, all at Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com as well. They will pick up. They will deliver. They will do it all. It's just 5 minutes from downtown on 610. Homestead, not Hempstead. Two exits from 59, Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor.
Right.
Mastered academics, cause your grace said you were scholar.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh my God, Lance has pink eye now. Look. Holy crap.
I knew that dude didn't.
His eyes.
I knew he didn't wash his hands and wiping his ass.
No. No, you know that. But he also, he's got bloodshot eyes, so he's got pink eye all of a sudden.
Do you think you can get pink eye from liking Pretty Feet?
I like Pretty Feet.
I think
my left eye does have pink eye, though.
Hmm.
In real life.
Great.
This is an allergies. It's just one eye. It's been going on for
3 or 4 days now.
So which of your kids didn't clean their hands and then touch your face?
All
of them.
You let your kids touch your face?
My kids are filthy animals.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I'm not going to argue with
no
you.
No argument here.
Not my kids.
So Daryl Morey on a Anthony Pompliano's Pump podcast. That's a lot.
Oh.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, it's me talking hoops.
Anthony Pompliano.
Hey, it's me, Anthony Pompliano, talking hoops. We're here with Daryl Morey. What's up, Daryl Morey? Hi, Anthony.
Hi. Hey,
hope you're good. What do you think about Gabagool, number one?
Well,
that wasn't the first question I was expecting.
Well, I didn't know I would be talking about Mozzarella.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Of course, it's the first question.
How do you take your prosciutto? You like a thin sliced prosciutto? You like a little thicker sliced prosciutto?
What about your soppressata?
Yeah, soppressata.
So, Daryl like Morey says this. I don't think the media is super fair of him. I don't know why he said of him. But you know, people say that all the time. So you can take that for what it is. But I really don't. But I think part of it is he has a tight circle of people that he trusts, and with those people, and he knows that his best interests at heart, they have their best interests at heart, and he's had a history with them. He's very gregarious, open, very smart. He's just this great guy, and with everyone else, he's not the opposite. He's just reserved.
Did he say it like this? Transcribe it like crap?
I don't know. So he's not the opposite. Well, we've seen instances, and I don't want to get in. James Harden is a great basketball player. Is he great with the fans?
No. He doesn't interact at games at all.
No.
I've watched him very specifically. James is not a guy who interacts off the court multiple instances of people saying he
is reserved, or is he just not a... Well, we've seen him. You've got an instance of he was in a grocery store.
A little
kid came up to him and he refused to sign an autograph for him.
Target is Kaloj's son from New York.
Yeah.
Kaloj said it. That's when James's bodyguard stepped in and said, James is shopping. And he had just a thing of orange juice in his hands, and James started laughing and walked off. But then I've heard more stories from people who just said James out in public is just not going to be the guy to interact with fans. He just doesn't. That's not his deal.
And of course he's gregarious, very open, very smart with people he knows.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and people he trusts. Okay, that's great. But I don't know that that's a measure. That's easy. That's easy to be.
That doesn't make you gregarious because you are comfortable around people you know.
Yeah.
That's just you're around people you know.
That's right.
That's all that is.
That's what, yeah, right. That's not the...
James keeps...
The definition of gregarious would be, yeah, I'm like that with people I don't know.
Yeah, and that's why people are like, man, I love being around that
guy. Yeah, we would never call you gregarious.
No.
No. He now, with us, you're not gregarious either, so...
No, that's true, but I'm more open.
Yeah. I mean,
but right. James keeps a very tight circle. It's like people at Adidas have told. I mean, he's kind of famous for his crew.
He's kind of famous for showing up late to stuff too, and giving a rat's ass. And you know, it's a James time.
Adidas will tell you that.
You know what? When you're a star,
Adidas will tell you that too. There is no time that's on time.
Yeah, right. It's when James shows up, then we work.
Yeah, some of this, like. You know, I recognize what Daryl's doing. But, you know, some of this, let's not paint with the broad brush the other way, too, that James is this gregarious. And I don't know where this comes from. No, being late for things, you know.
It's,
I know people in the organization who would, if you ask them privately, yes, there have been issues. So Daryl maybe shouldn't paint with the same. People aren't fair to James. James hasn't been this great teammate. James hasn't been this great hard worker all the time. James hasn't. Let's not redefine our whole narrative. Let's just say that there's some nuances. James is gregarious and funny and smart with people he knows, but the general fans, he has not been great with fans and fan interaction. He doesn't do a lot of things. The team would love him to be more out front. He doesn't do that stuff.
No.
So let's not change the narrative of who he is.
He's, you know what? Well, James is going to be remembered whether he wins or loses. That's all.
Yes.
He's got to win a championship. Otherwise, James is going to be remembered as Well, he didn't never won a championship. He's not going to be remembered as one. You never see James Harden in lists of all-time greats, ever.
Was Dominique Wilkins a great player?
Great player.
No one ever talks
about him. No.
Now, James is better than Dominique, and yeah. James will have a substantial... You know, Dominique Wilkins also didn't win an MVP and didn't finish in top three multiple times. And I'm not saying they're the same, but what I am saying is I think James will be remembered as a great, but the idea of all-time great, and Charles never won a title, but maybe he will be remembered the same way Charles was.
Nah.
Why? What did Charles do? Charles blew a 3-1 lead.
Yep. And Charles had an MVP.
Charles had an MVP.
James got an MVP.
Charles made it to the finals.
Yeah,
once.
James is. I guess you know what? Because I think we're too close. James is a big star.
No, James is a mega star.
Yeah.
The stuff he's done has only been done by the all time greats. We are more hard on him. We're a little more harsh. But I don't think it's unfairly that he has come up. I don't think the average person is going to remember that he didn't come up big in some of these elimination games. I think that's the local narrative because we focus in on what's actually happening. Nationally, it's just going to be what it always is. You default to the stats. You go to your basketball page and you look at the stats yeah. like, holy crap. Look at this. Yeah. His playoff averages weren't that bad.
Yeah.
And when you're living it, you remember this guy completely disappeared in a game where Chris Paul took over and ended up winning a game, or James disappeared in the 0-for-27
game six against the Spurs.
San Antonio Spurs. Right. Yeah. So we remember those very specifically.
Yep.
The general public is not going to remember.
No. Well, yeah. And you know what? I think Charles might be. Now, it's totally different because Charles has got so much personality and James is just the opposite. I mean, Charles is going to be remembered more fondly, I think, than James is.
Oh, yes, because people, yes. And that's where I wish James's gregarious personality, people who I know who know him well say he's just not a trusting guy. He brought his own personal friend from back in, to be one of the security guards for the Rockets. I don't know if that guy's still there. I think he is.
The big guy.
Yeah.
He's still there. He was there when they quit. I was at a game. Yeah,
okay,
he's still there.
He's still there.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when Rice brought James's coach in? James's coach was there
Pera.
At Rice.
Scott
yeah. yeah, the high school coach was there. And I guess they still were tight. But they just say James is very – I don't think he's real trusting of people who he considers on the outside. But will James be remembered if he doesn't win like Stockton and Malone? I mean, different types of players and all that, but they were two all-time greats. Yeah. But they never won it.
You know what? James is the Stockton Malone and Charles Barkley of this era.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
And Chris Paul is that too.
The difference is we have a different news cycle. Well, they're probably different players. Now, wait a minute. Stockton Malone were all-time greats. And, Malone, we know about his issues. Stockton, I don't think, had any issues. But we know them for basketball, for being ballers. That's what we're really known for. Charles is that one guy. Actually, it's a little better comparison because he is the guy who got in trouble off the court at bars. It's not the same as James with the strip clubs and all that. Who's the one who threw the guy through the glass window?
Yeah, right.
And who's like Charles? Charles is known for the guy being off the court.
Spit on a little girl. Remember?
Yo, he spit at a guy and he got on a little girl. Right, yeah. Right. Blasting F-bombs from the free throw line, which at the time...
James never done any of this, though.
No. Yeah. But we're saying he's known for off-the-court stuff also. James is just known for his, for liking a party.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, he did snatch somebody's cell phone up and throw it onto a roof or whatever it was, or his guy did. But Charles is known... Like, I know stories about Charles being a guy who I used to know, Lynn Brogan, was out partying. They were in Milwaukee, I think it was, and Charles was there when he was with the Sixers, and they were from Philadelphia, and they saw Charles. It was at a bar. Man, is it a bar or a strip bar? I think it was just a bar. And they were getting, and they sent drinks over to Charles, and Charles invited them to the table because Charles was that guy out in public who was gregarious.
Well, I think it was Jerome. I was listening last week, or his show. And he was talking about how he used to go to dinners with Charles would take the media out to dinners, and he would tell stories, and he'd say, "Now this is for you guys,
yeah.
And you ain't, you know,
now, this is gregarious.
Yes, that's gregarious.
This is James is not.
And gregarious. He said, and Jerome said it was awesome. He just tell stories and have a good time, and you know, James would never. Now, Gerald did go on to say this: we've worked together for 8 or 9 years now, and I couldn't have a better partner to try and win a title with. In fact, most days I wake up saying I've let them down because I haven't gotten him. I haven't gotten him the right players to win a title. So
whoever wrote all this is ass.
This is really poorly written.
This transcription is terrible.
Yeah, I don't think maybe Daryl. I haven't gotten him. Got him the right players. Maybe he said it like that.
Okay.
The right players to win a title. And you know what? There's some truth to that. I mean, when your off season is James Ennis and Michael Carter Williams and Carmelo Anthony.
What about the year before? Talk about the year before, because he did get it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That was good enough to win a title. They would have beaten the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah. Yes.
So
they didn't, though.
How many opportunities? Exactly.
They did.
But most people only get an opportunity once, maybe every once in a while, twice in their career. Dream got two opportunities, and he won them both. James had his opportunity.
He had more opportunities. They missed out on him. But he had more opportunities.
Who?
Dream.
Yeah, you could have said but so did the Rockets.
Yeah, so did the Rockets.
Now, they faced off against a very tough team.
And it ain't easy. So no one said it's easy.
But he had his chance the year before. They should have won. They were the number one team in basketball, 65 wins, and they had Golden State by the short hairs, and they would have won a title. Daryl built that team. And that included Chris Paul. No one said that window was going to stay open forever, though.
However, Daryl is such a gunslinger and such a knee-jerk. And let's see. After watching The Last Dance and watching how Jerry Krause went about it, and I guess it was different. But he did. He picked up Dennis Rodman after Horace Grant. He had to go. He went out and got. I mean, he went out and got Paxson, and he wanted to get Steve Kerr. The way that they put that together, and it was lasting. He had Mike, of course, and that's a different story. But he went and traded for Scottie Pippen as well. I mean, it just seems to me that way, and a lot of it was draft picks. Wasn't just, we don't give a flip about draft picks.
Because guess what?
This is on Daryl Morey's resume. It'll never end. It'll never go away. Marcus Morris instead of Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, and because Kawhi Leonard was the very next pick.
But that's a big one, but I think an even bigger one. That's the one that everyone's going to focus on. And yes, that's the, you know, you missed out on a great player. But we got to get a break here. But I think the other big thing is that he has just made a decision that because, and part of the way basketball's built is also because these max contracts. With Jordan wasn't making $33 million when they added Scottie Pippen.
No.
He wasn't making that. It was easier to put teams together. I'll argue that it's a little harder now with movement and free agency and players controlling the narrative. It's a lot harder now than when Krause was there because players control where they're going to move. There's not as much, the trades. You didn't salary cap wise. You could do some different things. Draft was deeper back then.
Yeah, but Charles moved around.
Went two places until the end of his career.
Shaq moved around. I mean, No. I would agree with you that it was probably harder, but that Daryl has just eschewed and just decided that the draft is nothing.
Yeah, it's
so unimportant.
It's a huge mistake to me.
Yes.
And he is, I don't know if he's knee-jerk as much as him saying, I know this isn't going to work or... But yeah,
and guess what? He's pretty good at it.
No, he's
the guys
he's
gotten, Buttinger and Chandler Parsons and some guys he gets late. You're like, holy crap!
It makes me think that he would do the same
Spurs,
thing in the first.
The Spurs built a championship in large part. Manu was the very last pick of the draft
Clint
of the Capella. Second round.
Clint Capella was a very good pick. It's just that Daryl has kind of shut it down on the draft, and I think it's hurt them because now they're an older team, and you keep having to find new bridge players.
That's right.
Bridge players.
All right, 732 ESPN 97.5. Speaking of basketball, how about hoops? And we're talking basketball. Do you want the next great player? Well, you can get the next great player. Not if they can't enjoy it. okay? And a bunch of you have young kids out there. And if you've got young kids, first, second grade, third grade, whatever, fourth, fifth, sixth grade even. I mean, sixth grade, I guess, you're throwing it up there and you're trying to make baskets, but how much more fun is it? And get a sharp shooting eye. You can lower the basket down to about 8 feet so that they can make it and they can keep on going. And then when they get bigger, holy crap, I'm pretty good at this. But they can't enjoy it unless you've got a hoops goal, which you can lower for the kids, okay? And it's the best goal in the market, period. They can dunk all day long. They can hang on the rim all day because nothing's going to happen. The stanchion is unrustable. The installation is second to none. All the accessories as well. You want that lighted court. You want the stencil court. You want the net to block the ball. All of those things you've got at ProDunkHoops.com. You're looking for the best goal in the market. It's not arguable. ProDunkHoops.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Dream Shake sent us James Harden on a speedboat. Did you see this video? Have you ever seen it? There's some kind of dunk challenge going on. So James jumps off the speedboat. These guys are playing on a court in Miami, and James goes up and dunks the basketball, and then just runs away and gets on his speedboat. His, I don't know, $200 million speedboat. And goes, but it's a dunk challenge. I don't know what. In the middle of their game, he just goes up and dunks on them, and then runs.
By the way, that's new skinny jeans.
Is that new?
Yeah, this is new.
This is new.
This is new. He's working out also in Miami. Is his newest place? So he's not. I think that picture made him look super frail. The one picture we see on the mountain, especially when his beard is all disheveled and his hair and everything. If you see right there, he doesn't look that different, does he?
No.
I don't think you're going to see him. When I saw him working out with the Miami video and I saw him actually, instead of just that one picture, I was like, this looks more like the James I'm used to. It's just a leaner version. He's just a leaner dude. His clothes probably fit him differently. I mean, he is a leaner, more, you know, the lean muscle mass. I think he's got a better basketball body right now. But I have heard that James is very smart and he's got a good sense of humor. He just, like I said, it just stays inside his own
room.
And that's fine. James doesn't have to invite me to dinner. Frankly, I'm not going. But
why wouldn't you go to dinner?
I don't think
have you ever had the buffet at the men's club?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Pretty good.
I haven't.
I don't know if the men's club is where James. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but all I care about is James balling out at clutch times and important times. That's all I care about. And Dell, you put this in the rundown. Are the Rockets the team to make that Cinderella run? You know, they're still an older team, but you're really, when it's all said and done, you're as good as your best player. The best you can be is as good as your best player. And James has had time to rest. He's a guy that usually stacks on a lot of minutes. He's a guy that usually plays a lot of games. And this year's going
to
be the case.
Is he good? Are they good? Is he good enough? Yeah, they're good. James is good enough to win a title.
What I'm saying is he's in shape.
Right.
He is. Well, I wonder if can they be the. I think James is going to be at a – we don't know how he's going to shoot the ball.
Well, D'Antoni brought up a pretty good point. He said, I think it's an advantage for some guys that – maybe aren't as good with a big crowd on hand. There's an advantage to some guys. They don't have to play in front of that crowd.
Well, they also don't catch the same momentum from the crowd.
Well, right.
It works both ways.
Some guys,
you're not going to have stuff to pump you up. Because James feeds off the crowd now at home.
Now, I mean, I don't know about that.
I think most players feed off the crowd.
I don't know about that. You're playing in a big game in the playoffs. Listen, we play like that when we're playing softball, or we play like that when we're playing golf, or we play like that when we're playing pickup basketball. Man, I got to get this point. If you're in an NBA playoff game, I don't need to be pumped up. I mean, these are athletes. These are professional athletes that are playing at the highest level. I don't believe that. I just don't. Because
you
you're going, no, because I want to beat you. LeBron's standing across from me. I want to beat his ass.
You aren't an, what are you, a sabermetric guy? You don't believe in.
Oh, no, I absolutely believe in clutch. And I believe. No.
But momentum is a thing, too.
Get momentum. Wait, like you can go on a birdie run with no people there. I mean, you can do all of these.
You're using golf logic.
Not golf logic. Nobody's ever scored 5-10 points in a row when there's no crowd there.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you get hyped and you get pumped when the crowd gets louder. You don't see players' feet. You see it all the time in football. You see it all the time in baseball.
Well,
crowds get pumped.
Well, crowds get pumped. Absolutely. But I'm saying is that it's not going to disappear because these guys are so competitive. The guys will still be, I can't get pumped now because there's no – I want to win.
Okay.
And wait, so when teams go on 10-point runs, you're going to – what are we going to say? Well, the other team didn't have the crowd there
a reason you have home field advantage and home court advantage. There's a reason Las Vegas moves numbers. It's based on years and years of data. In soccer right now, they're finding out there's not the home court – there's not the home – field advantage.
And in baseball, they're finding it out. And in hockey, they're finding it out as well. That in the playoffs, a 7-game series, it really doesn't matter. Game 7 in baseball really doesn't mean as much because it doesn't matter.
I think baseball is a little different than a fast-moving, momentum-based sport. To me, basketball is the sport where it matters the most.
You're probably right.
Because that is one where there's constant action.
Yeah, but here, but I think I really do think it's overplayed because these guys want to win so bad, and these guys want. A pretty good question is that from that is it? I don't believe that this will be tainted in any way, shape, or form. It's just going to be different, obviously. But if the Denver Nuggets win it or the Houston Rockets win it.
Oh, they'll throw an asterisk. Yeah.
Yeah.
You already know that's going on.
But is it going to be, you're like, wow.
Yes, it's only tainted unless LeBron or Kawhi or Giannis wins it.
Right.
Or then it's like, well, basketball's back.
Yeah, right.
But if anybody else wins it, and look, are they wrong that
no, but they won under these circumstances. You know how difficult this is? Like you just said.
I know, but did it alter if somebody else wins? I'd be crazy not to think maybe it is a little.
I don't know. I guess. I
mean, why else would we be having a conversation about could Houston be the Cinderella team now to come out?
Well, they'd be a Cinderella team anyway, though, wouldn't it? As a 6 seed?
Would we have said that in March, that they had a chance to win?
I don't know. They were playing like crap, dude.
Yeah, they would have had no chance.
Yeah, it's an article. I mean, I wrote that question, but it was from an article that I forgot the link. It's from on CBS Sports, and they go through why Houston's style of play might help them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because Mike D'Antoni's style of play in the playoffs always works.
Well, I'm just he's been to conference finals. Yeah. It's not like he's been atrocious.
No.
That's what the article said. That's all. As far as the playoffs and an asterisk, I think it would be an asterisk for people if they're not just a champion, but we just had wild results throughout. Like, if we walk in there and you look at it and the Raptors go down to the Nets, the Nets aren't going to have Kyrie or KD, so that seems highly unlikely. But if you see multiple big seed upsets, then people will start to look at it funny. But if one team goes on a run, I don't know if it's an asterisk. Because if the Rockets have two legit superstars on their roster.
No, Toronto went on a run last year.
Yeah, they had the best player in the playoffs.
They had the best player in the playoffs, but they also were.
But they were a
dog.
But they were a 2 seed. They weren't a low. They're not. They weren't like a 6 or 7. I think the way if chalk holds out and maybe one team does it, it won't be an asterisk. But if you see upsets across the board, then people will look at it funny.
If the 95 Rockets.
Oh, by the way, dunk challenge is old, 2017.
Okay,
that's not. So that's why it looks like same James.
Yeah.
Maybe James is frail.
Maybe.
But he didn't look like it in the video I saw with him doing crunches and stuff like that. And
you watch James work out?
Yeah. That's weird.
I just saw it on a TikTok or something.
You looked at it very closely.
He's just sitting there like a sniper on a building.
But what are you doing?
What were you doing? Watching?
He was just somebody like, hey, look at James. It's true. James really is working out.
How many times did you watch him do crunches?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yes.
Was his shirt on or off?
On.
Was he wearing Carlos Correa short shorts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are they called Carlos Correa? They should be called Hardens. he's been rocking those in warm-ups. Like,
yeah.
that was disconcerting going to pregame. Like, whoa.
Man, I didn't know Lance was a gazer.
I'm not a gazer.
Sounds like you are.
Sounds like. That's why they won't let him in the locker room anymore.
Is that the reason?
I didn't go to the
school. When was the last time you were in the locker room?
I don't go to
the
school. When was the last time? I think Dream might have been playing.
Excuse me, sir. When you talk to me, no. Look in my eyes.
I take sir. It
back.
Sir,
ask the question up here.
My eyes are up here, sir.
I'm more than these.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Nuts?
These.
I'm more than these.
744 ESPN 97.5. You know what the Chastangs are? More than. I don't know. Is there another dealership that's been around since 1933? That's what I'm talking about with my peeps over at Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com. Shop virtually. And the first thing that they're going to ask you is where you got to be with your payments. And you're going to say, well, I got to be at this price because, you know what, with the pandemic, with my job, and I don't know what the future is so uncertain. I got to get these payments down. That's all right. We'll get you there because we can do 7 years, 7 years of interest-free. Which is unbelievable, people. 7 years. So now, if you're sitting in your car going, man, you know what? I ought to take advantage of this. You ought to go take advantage of it. But you can do it all online. You can actually buy online. And you know what? The F-150 is going to be perfect, and they're going to deliver it to you, and it's going to be perfect. You can actually, they'll deliver it to you, and you can test drive it from your house. And then if you don't want it, you take it, they'll take it back. The service is second to none. Even if you got to get your car serviced, they'll pick it up. Service it, sanitize it, bring it back. The service is one of the biggest reasons that you want to be there, but the prices as well. They're going to make sure that you get the best deal on that Ford car or truck. All at ChastangFord.com, or it's on 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown. Join the Chastang family.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Let's go! We see the hype outside. Right from the house. Took it straight from outside.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
747 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We know basketball's got a date. Basketball's got everything all set up. Baseball appears, there seems to be, although the players rejected the proposal, there seems to be a feeling that there will be baseball, owners, even if it's just 48 games.
Well, owners are giving some ground now.
Well, but there is a clause in the collective bargaining agreement that they have to play 48 games. And they have to do it at a pro rate, and the players collectively agreed to it. So that might be the season, just 48 games, and then a postseason. And it's already all agreed upon. What they want is to do it longer. Ideally, if they could just stop being such hard asses and just do the 80 games, just do the 81 games, and just do it with the American League West, with the National League West, the Central with Central, the East with the East, and then do your playoff that you were going to do. It seemed like a pretty damn good plan, but you're so, I mean, this is so obvious that baseball would be the last one, that baseball would have the hardest time. I mean, it is so baseball.
They're on brand.
They really are. It's just, it's kind of freaking, I mean, baseball, just stop killing yourself.
The one that can least afford to alienate fans or even, you know, borderline fans or just sometime fans, that's what they're going to do. It's what they're going to do. They're in the midst of doing it right now. Remember when they said, oh, baseballs, we're going to push this back. We're going to push it we're pushing the season back to early May because of coronavirus. Oh, it's going to go a little later, guys. We're going to try to push back to June. But June, we should be kicking off in June, and now we realize it's August, I guess. They're not going to nothing's going to happen where baseball gets started before. I guess it could theoretically start before basketball at the end of July, but I don't see it happening. I don't see unless Major League owners have backed off a little bit and we'll pay your prorated salaries at 75%, or, you know, 75% proration. What they're doing is offering more money. At some point, is baseball play? Are the players going to be involved in any compromise at all, or no?
No.
Scott Boras just going to run this whole thing?
Well, I don't know about that, but they, you know what? The players are taking a hard stance. We already agreed to this, people. We agreed to prorated. You guys did this. You guys didn't think about no fans on the stats on you. We already agreed to this. So I don't know.
Maybe
they got a point there.
Now here's that's fine. That's fine. I think with the news coming out that, first of all, we have, like, Governor Abbott had 50%, right? He's going to allow 50% at sports venues. And you're seeing more states are going to say that. I think with news from the World Health Organization that asymptomatic carriers are not spreaders, they're finding out now, it makes it maybe a little easier for large-scale temperature taking and things like that might be easier to collect that data if people are showing signs, the cough and all this stuff, you don't know. But if you can find, if you can eliminate, you know, by using temperature, you can eliminate people who have fevers or whatever. It's not fun for people who have a ticket who want to go, but if you could eliminate something like that, and of course there's also the issue of how do you take it when you've been outside and you're walking in and it's 100 degrees in Houston. You know, is there a plus minus of a degree and a half that you're willing to allow in? You know, maybe.
Well, I've done that before though at Prime. I walked in and I was, they were like, oh, I was too hot. I was too hot. Right. And then I waited not even a minute.
But they're not
going to let
you.
And it was fine.
Were you outside or inside?
I was outside and walking in.
When you were waiting.
I was inside.
They're not going to let you wait inside Minute Maid Park to get tested. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, they probably will. I mean, so it was a matter of seconds. It was really a matter of seconds.
Oh, it was a matter of seconds?
Because I think unless – well, here's what you do is you don't test them until they walk 15 feet into there. Okay, wait. Okay. Because if you're coming from 100 degrees, you are going to be too hot.
Well, you couldn't do that for a full-capacity stadium. That's just too many people having to wait in one place and all that stuff. But I do think that the masks – look, I think the masks are a pretty good solution for a lot of that stuff. Right, mm-hmm. I think people feel like they can move around with the mask. Even people who have concerns have been moving around with masks on. I think you have masks as you're going into the stadiums. But I see baseball having fans. I'm kind of with you now. I think baseball is going to have some fans, and I think owners are starting to realize this may be up at about 50%. We may be able to get this up to 50%. How they do it, I don't know how they would do it.
Go to a nightclub. Go to a bar and see what they're doing. It ain't 50%.
Yeah, but this is not a small business owner. This
right,
is
I got it.
Or your business. This right. is a major.
And then you got to have to take. They're absolutely going to have to follow protocol. Absolutely. Which bars and restaurants aren't doing? This was Dr. LZ is about to give us an update.
That's old.
We're back on track.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I gave you good news.
That's from Jack.
I gave you good news.
Wendell Champion is going to be joining us a little bit later at 10 o'clock today. He is funeral day, and we'll talk to Wendell Champion. He is running actually for Congress, and he played ball at Army, and he's a lawyer, and we'll talk to him about different stuff. So he'll be joining us a little bit later in the show here in studio. Better chance of happening, LZ having the buffet at the men's club or James balling out in clutch time? I'll hang up and listen.
James.
James balling out in clutch time?
Yes.
Mm.
Better chance of having a buffet.
Which one? I don't know.
I don't know Lance's proclivities for strip clubs
I
or buffets.
I have never had a buffet at a strip club in my
so,
life.
So, I mean, I guess we'd have
to yeah,
have
but
delightful fried shrimp that I ordered once. But
oh, that's
I was
lovely.
With somebody you know, too.
Yeah.
And well, that was back in... That was back in 2000.
Yeah, but if they had ribs, Lance, would you think Lance would go back to the kitchen and tell them, hey, I don't like the if you guys tried
rub.
This with the ribs?
Yeah, I mean, if they're willing to listen, I do have a rub that would.
You think strip
clubs? Do they didn't want to rub at a strip club?
Well, never mind.
And you think strip clubs have the pit in the back and that's what?
I don't want to.
Apparently, they don't have rubs at the strip club.
I don't need John with that information.
Would you talk about your rub and then the cook would say,
Hey.
Hey, man.
Go back out there.
Or the cook would say, yeah, hey, man, we're just tugging back here.
Hey, you're in the wrong place, buddy.
Hey, man, we don't rub here. We tug back here. What are you doing?
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Hmm.
Don't instruct the cook at a strip club how to make his rib.
Rub. Yeah. Okay. So there's that. Dalvin Cook says he's holding out, bro. Dalvin Cook said he ain't playing. 1.3 this year? Is that what he's going to get? I think that was the number.
Yeah, so he's a second-round pick, so his contract is going to be up. What, this is year four coming up, right?
This is now, here's the problem. This new collective bargaining agreement, he's going to find out it ain't very nice to him because every fine he's going to have to pay. There's no relief from it. The team can't pay it. He has to pay it. Secondly, if he misses more than 5 days of camp, he's going to lose his year.
He has no
of service time.
He's using his only leverage, which is his words, because he knows, his agent knows he can't. And here's the other thing: they run an outside zone scheme. Gary Kubiak is there. The one thing that is a 100% truth is no matter how good one running back is, there's always another one who can run that scheme. And it's just the truth. I mean, historically, it is the truth. Doesn't mean they'll be as good as Dalvin Cook, but you can't overplay your hand. I get it, and I think because Dalvin Cook, this is year four, you have a better chance of giving Dalvin Cook a four-year deal and having it not come back to bite you like after two more additional years, like the first-round running backs. Truth be told, giving money to a second-round running back just 1 year less, you know, having a four-year contract. I had Kirby Wilson tell me that he thinks that the best mode is to give guys a second-year contract a little early because it locks them in at a better rate earlier. They're happy. And then, but you also keep them in year six and seven when they're, you know, when they're still really good. He said, once you start getting past that, and a five-year running back, which is what a first-round running back is, a five-year running back, you're now giving them their biggest contract they're going to get, the second contract, and many running backs are already on the backside of their prime.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't make a lot of sense.
And no offense, well, I don't care if he takes offense. He's a Florida State running back. He's played 29 games out of a total 48.
Injury issue.
Minnesota's like, well, you can't prove to be on the field. So
it ain't going to pay. You can talk. I mean, he can talk a good game. But now with this new CBA,
whoa, 29 of 48.
And by the way,
he only played four in year one.
I mean, I remember that one, but
missed another. I got to go back. Missed another five in year two, and missed two last year.
And you know what? He also had medical stuff that some teams were worried about coming out too. Now that I remember, he had multiple medical stuff that teams were worried about. Yeah, Minnesota. I doubt Minnesota's going to give him very much.
Except they're really good with him.
Yeah, they are, but as Dell mentioned, he's missed. Not there. Even if you take away the first year, it happens. You know, you get an injury. But he had injury issues in college. He had multiple surgeries, if I remember correctly, in college. And now you've got a guy who's missed, what, seven games over the last 2 years? It's a lot. That's a lot of games to miss.
So here's the deal, though.
And he plays a devalued position.
And dude, this is the system. You got to play 4 years before you get paid. Now, they pick up that fifth year. You're going to get a nice bump.
Then
you go into free agency.
He's a second-round guy. He won't have a fifth year.
Oh, he doesn't have a fifth. No. This is the last year.
Yeah. That's why he's going this year. It seemed a little early. I'm like, whoa, this is early. And then I remember.
Well, but this would be basically his last year anyway.
His contract year. It makes sense for him to talk about contract.
Yeah,
right
guess
now.
What, though? Guess what? I mean, and Alex Bregman was bitching, and you know what the Astros did? They acquiesced, and they gave him money. Maybe that will happen for Dalvin Cook because they want him around. But you're right. He's missed too much time.
Dalvin does not have the leverage. He's a good running back when he plays. He has missed a lot of time. And once again, the first year, be damned, he has a history and a background of some injury stuff. He's missed time in every single year. And now he's in a scheme, outside zone, which is running back friendly, even though he's a tremendous running back now, very talented running back. And then you're at a position that has been devalued. You add everything up, and he doesn't have leverage. If they gave him a deal right now at $7.5 to $8 million, if they gave him $8 million a year for the next 4 years, that's a pretty good offer to me. I know there's running backs making more than that.
but he doesn't have the leverage. I mean, at some point, teams are going to use their leverage against players, too. It doesn't all only work just like the Texans do. Mm-hmm. They actually use leverage for other teams.
Wow. That would be something different.
If you say so.
759 ESPN 97.5. You know that. What's the go solution? That's what I want.
I can tell you this. When you are looking for your homeowner's insurance, and for some of you, you're not looking for homeowners. You already, oh, we did that last month, Lance. Okay, well, did you know that right now you can text money to 232323, and within 15 seconds, you can have a firm quote for your homeowner's insurance compared to what you're paying. And if you find out, oh, my gosh, we could have saved $600, or we could have saved $1,300. We could have saved, you know, $1,700 for our annual payment. We prepaid it, so I guess I'm stuck. No, you're not. With homeowners insurance and car insurance, you can actually get your cancellation in today. You can get it today, and you can get your insurance switched over tomorrow to new homeowners, and that insurance company that you previously paid, they will send you the prorated amount back. That's they have to. You don't have to be locked in. This is not a contract. You can leave anytime you want on homeowners insurance and car insurance. So let TGS Insurance find you lower rates so that you get A-rated insurance, but you get it at lower rates. Don't let those big brand name companies continue to stick you with higher rates over and over. Well, they've got so many of our policies, I just don't want to move. Listen, I've made that switch, and I've learned to shop, and it's so much more affordable, so much more affordable, and you still get A-rated insurance. It doesn't make any sense not to do it. Text money to 232323 and put more of your hard-earned money back in your pocket with TGS Insurance. TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.